Blog Talk Radio.
Right? Mm-hmm. Everybody did a book.
a Jubilee, let's go back to that St. Chronicles, let's finish it up. St. Chronicles 16, verse 19, we as well to you. St. Chronicles 16, verse 19.
Okay. Anything on that because you ain't heard nothing according to the Bible.
ain't heard no Yahweh, then you ain't glorifying Yahweh. You glorify the person and yourself.
Mm-hmm. But then, 1 Peter 2, Brother
Titus
Israel. Let's
think
of that verse 21.
1 Peter 2, 21?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to the chief thinker of the nation of Israel? Go to 1 Peter chapter 2.
Here we go.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
For even here unto, we are yet called. Were ye called? For even here unto, were ye called? Because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
They say that Yahweh the Son left us an example.
Mm-hmm.
And we should follow his steps, right?
Now
now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Black Children of Israel, the Israelites, Part 4. You know, I got a memo on this answer machine that is very interesting, and I think I'm going to play part of it. Since the young lion came out his den and Mother D up Israel. So, well, let me bring him to the stage first. And clear that Sister B, J, Israel, she said, I ain't ready yet, Fear, but I'm getting ready. I just got to get a couple of bumps out the way. And I got to shine my old and my banger if I can tap some of my relatives on the back of the head and pull them out of that Christianity. That's right. The BSJ Israel, that's what you want to do. You want to probably shine the old banger up and tap them side the head and bring them on in and put an ice pack on the back of the head a little bit and say, "Here, I tap you in the head. I'm trying to save you from being burnt in the back." Simple as that. Okay. All right, let's see who's going to be on stage. I have a very interesting message I want to play. But let me see, can we get the young line and let him tell all about the broadcast, where we're located at, and all that good stuff. And we'll bring Mother D up Israel. We know Mother D up Israel got plenty to say. Her days is running short at that hospital now, so they about ready to run her out on the rail anyway. When she spread them books out. Young Lion, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Brother Micaiah Israel, up and coming, teach out of Camp 1. Yahuwah be to their Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you there, dear Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Young Lion. But we know you came out the den. Now you ready to holler in that microphone a little bit. So can you tell the national audience who all came to broadcast? And we know the next feast day is going to be to the New Year's. That's called when the Christian and I'm going to holler about Easter. And really, that is talking about Passover. But we'll get on that another time. But can you let the national audience know what they need to know on who came to broadcast? And what's going on there, Young Lion? Brother Mikhail, take your time while I peep at a couple of these scriptures that have come out.
All right. We broadcasting on a few different broadcasts. We on Blog Talk, and we also broadcasting on Pow Talk. And we're broadcasting on Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook at BOTTY. Look us up. Any one of the previous broadcasts that's been played, you can go back and look us up as well. And you can also catch us on YouTube at BOTTY, Tribe YHDA. Once again, you can catch us on YouTube at BOTTY, Tribe YHDA. And you can catch us on YouTube and catch any one of the broadcasts we have put up there when we was live or anything we had edited and put up there so you can get the studies on. So we encourage you to go pull up the different broadcasts that we're using just so we can reach the people, because we know we got a big job to do. So we want to make sure that you tune in to all the radio stations and the broadcasters that's worldwide. So like you said, once again, you can catch us on Blog Talk, Pal Talk, YouTube at BOTTY, TRYYHDH, and once again, you can catch us on Facebook at BOTTY. All right. Over to you, Sid, Brer C. Roy. Hallelujah, Gwa.
All right, hallelujah, go out there, y'all, man. That's a great thing. And like I said again, it's the movement is definitely on, and we got, a few that's working behind the scenes, and that's a great thing because sometimes that's your best thing to work behind the scenes to get something done. So, so in time you got the wise WH come out your mouth behind the scenes, Yahweh said, and he's going to reward you openly according to 6th chapter 1, 2, 3, 4 of Matthew. So keep doing what you're doing behind the scenes and some dust as Yahweh, because your labor is not in vain. The one that's behind the scenes. And that's a great thing. All right. Let's see if we find Mother D up Israel and find out what's going on, because right now we know that on the chart board with them old doctors over there in the hospital, they say, shoot, we about ready to run up out of here, because the one reason why, because she going to talk some Yahweh in here, and we know Lord God and Jesus is what we got on the table. So, and we she'll never be forgot behind that Yahweh talk. Hey, Mother D up Israel, Yahweh BJC Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh there, Mother D up Israel. Well, yesterday a couple of lost they had returned and sit around and got a chance to hear some dust says Yahweh, and they still got to be pretty good, because we know one thing, Mother. Regardless about, you might not like those seer and all that, but one thing, when it come down to his word, the word is right. Seer ain't got he don't get no pats on the back. He has to call it the way it is. Got a message on the machine, we'll play it a little bit. So we know we don't get no pats on the back, but we're going to do all we can, thus says Yahweh. Because like we said, if it's another ministry anywhere that can, if you find it, let me know where it's at now. Hey, all I want to do is get in the kingdom. If there's another ministry that can put down what we put on the table out of the 6 anointed camps, what is the name of the ministry? And I will be the first one going in and get in with them. So what's the name? I tell the best of them, go wherever you want to go. Go to any ministry on the face of the earth. If you find another ministry that can out-teach the 6 anointed camps, what's the name? What is the name?
Hallelujah.
I mean, the whole thing is about get your salvation. You ain't going to get your salvation unless you understand what the definition of salvation means. So, Mother D up Israel, so now we know you got it going on out that way, and your voice sounds extra strong. So what you want to tell the national audience, and what's going on in your final last days at the hospital there? Come on.
Well, I got a praise report. Everything coming back negative, and Yahweh is in control, and I thank him for all his blessings. And like you say, I should be out of here Tuesday. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to read Psalms 106. Praise you, Yahweh. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 2, who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 3, blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua, that's right. You're right, mother. See, one thing we do know, that Yahweh is in control. So now sooner or later, Sister BSD Israel gonna at least give us a verse every now and then, sooner or later. So I'll tell you what you do, Sister BSJ Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. You know, you can get a whole verse ready every now and then and bring some to the table. And, you know, bring some to the table. Bring a verse. Throw a verse on the table. And see, one thing we do, we just put some Luke 12:12 on any verses. And we'll go from there. But I want to get back to this this message on the machine. Very interesting. And matter of fact, young line, look up this, he say he's a big dignitary. I want to make sure he is a big dignitary. Look up this big dignitary right here. His name is Rabbi Mark Wildes. Look up. He say he's, we ain't going to say what he say he is, but look him up, Rabbi Mark Wildes. Tell me if he legit something he said. And he asked a question. See, I don't return phone calls back on answering machine. I listen to it, but I'm not returning nothing back because I don't want nobody to tie my words in on another way. So look up Rabbi, R-I-B-B-I, Mark, M-A-R-K, W-I-L-D-E-S, and I'm going to play a little of his talks. And then we're going to investigate something, you know. See, we're not going to respond right away. And then we are going to respond right away. Let's see if something, what he had to say, that we all can hear together.
If you could tell us a little about them. And can you walk us through whether it's Kanye West's belief or it's the Black Hebrew Israelite group's belief? Why do they believe they're Jews? You'll be left few in number. Instead of having been like the stars of heaven, you'll have not been hearkened to the voice of Hashem, your God. It will be that just as God rejoiced over you to benefit you and multiply you, so will God cause them to rejoice over you to make you perish and to destroy you, and you'll be torn from upon the ground to which you come to possess it. God will scatter you amongst all the peoples from the end of the earth to the end of the earth. So they believe they left few in number. Instead of having been like the stars of heaven, you'll have not been hearkened to the voice of Hashem, your God. It will be that just as God rejoiced over you to benefit you and multiply you, so will God cause them to rejoice over you to make you perish and to destroy you, and you'll be torn from upon the ground to which you come to possess it. God will scatter you amongst all the peoples from the end of the earth to the end of the earth. So they believe that these verses are referring to specifically black people as they were brought over on boats to be sold as slaves here in America. Nations, you will not be tranquil. There will be no rest for the sole of your foot. 66, your life will hang in the balance. You'll be frightened. 67, in the morning you will say, who can give back last night? And then 68, God will return you to Egypt in ship.
All right, now, young man, can you tell me, we heard a little bit of what he said. Can you tell me anything you can pull up on that old one out there and tell us on about Rabbi? I'm looking right at some things, but I just want to see what you can pull up on Rabbi Mark, W-I-L-D-E-S. What you got on him, young lion? Come on, let's talk about it, young lion. Come on.
Okay, so far I just got Rabbi Mark Wells, the Millennium Rabbi, founder and director of Manhattan Jewish Experience, author of Beyond the Instant, Restoring Faith, Assessing Wisdom to Unlock the Joy and Depth of Every Day. So that's what I got on him.
Mm-hmm. You got anything on him being a director over there in Manhattan, New York? Yes, sir. A Jewish rabbi from Manhattan, New York. You got anything over like that, young
man? Yes, sir. Rabbi, founding director of Manhattan, New York. Mm-hmm.
No, that's what he say here. He say he's the director for the Manhattan Jewish Group of Experience. And the question he asked is, why do you think that you Israelites are Jews? Something like that. Let me hear one more about him. And then we can take a little investigating on something. Let me hear a little bit more on him. Since we know he's legit, I want to hear something else on him right now. Then we're going to seeking Mother D up Israel, spread the books off for a minute while the young lion get that a little quiet down. And then we're going to throw a couple of verses out. We're going to peep at a few things. Let's see what he say.
Get the headless blacks. In America, I think there's a natural affinity. We have similar stories, enslavement and the like. And I've been a huge fan of Dr. King. I've studied his sermons. And he worked off the whole Yetziat Mitzrayim, the whole Exodus from Egypt narrative in the Bible in framing the civil rights movement. And, you know, our Jews are so proud of the part we played. You know, I don't want to over-exaggerate it, but there was a significant part, not just Heschel, like you were mentioning, but that's an incredible part of our history. So obviously when there's anti-Semitism, it rears its ugly head, and we're living in those times now.
All right. So he says he's proud of being, you know, part of the Martin Luther King. And he said, us Jews played a great part in Martin Luther King's movement. And he said they're very proud of it. But nobody basically talked like that because we are the Jews. And why do you think that y'all is the Jews, the black Hebrew Israelites? Why do you think y'all the Jews? See, you know, I couldn't respond on none of that. But we going to see can we let the spirit of Yahshua respond on that. Why do we think we are the Jews? Well, according to it, matter of fact, I let the young lion bring it out. According to historical documents, facts, can you bring out what the Comprehensive Analysis book says about on page 282? You know, because certain things we don't entertain, young man. Can you talk about this, the origin of this word Jew? Black Hebrew Israelite Jews said they think they're Jews, and they said they are the Jews. But what do historical documents, facts, say about that word there? Hey, young man, what do you say about that word that the national audience over close to 900,000 strong can hear about the word called the Jew? What did it say that, young lion?
All right, let me, give me 1 second, says Red C. Roy. Let me go in my folders here and pull it out. Okay, give me 1 second. I'll come back to it.
Okay, well, while you get it together, I'll tell you what. While you get it together, Mother, before we do some Luke 12, hey, Mother D of Israel, can I get one scripture out the way? Because the Almighty was on the, he was walking the face of earth, Mother D of Israel. And something he was talking about in Matthew 21. Hey, Mother D of Israel, can you help those see out if something just came to mind in Mark Matthew's 21. Can you help those see out in verse 23 on verse 27? Because he was asking me, what do I think about why do the black Hebrew Israelites say they are Jews and they are the Jews? So, you know, I want to respond back to that by looking at something that was said in Matthew's 21, verse 23 down to verse 27. What did they say that mother be of Israel? Come on.
Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 27. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave you this authority? Verse 24. And Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. 25. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe me? 26. But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a seer. Verse 27. And they answered Yahuwah the Son and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things.
So you see what Yahuwah the Son said. He said, listen, you calling the Six Anointed Council and ask us about make a comment on the black Hebrew Israelites, and you are the Jew, you are the Jew. We're gonna ask you something, if you can tell. We're gonna ask you about this word called the Jew and where that word come from. And we're going to ask you something. Now, if you tell me where that word Jew come from, then I answer your question about do I think that black Hebrew Israelites, why do they think they self is a Jew? And I'm going to ask you something. But I'm going to ask you something when young Lion read it exactly about this word called the Jew. See, the word the Jew, the young lion going to give you the foundational of this word called the Jew. Let's see if the young lion can bring out in the historical documents facts about this word called. Young lion, you're on the clock. Come up.
All right. We're going to the historical facts. We're going to read from the old red, the comprehensive analyst of the Bible on page 282, Jew. The word Jew is a corruption of the word Yadaju, and seems to have been applied first to the people of the tribe of Yadaju, and there to the Israelite race, or in that in general. It is first found in the Bible in 2 Kings.
So this word Jew, we don't entertain the word Jew out of the Six Anointed Camps, because first of all, the word is a corrupt word for the tribe of Judah. And Judah is the fourth son of Israel. And Judah have an appearance on him, Mother D.F. Israel. Judah have an appearance, then we get some Luke 12:12. And Judah have an appearance on him. He have a fleshly appearance on him in Jeremiah 14, verse 2. So we don't entertain conversation like that. But we're going to ask you something. If you answer us, we will answer you. But according to the corrupt word Jew, which is a replacement for the word Judah, corrupt word, but Judah have an appearance on him. And I don't know, can you put up a picture on your phone there, young man, about what you, Rabbi Matthews, what his name, what do he look like? Can you ask that old telephone, what do the rabbi look like? Since he said he is the Jew, and Jew is the corrupt word for Judah, can you look on that old piece of telephone you got and put him and say, give me a face on Mark, whatever, Rabbi Mark, his name. Give me a face on it. But mother, hey, mother, D.F. Israel, what do Judah look like that we can read in 14, verse 2 of Jeremiah? What does it look like, mother?
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, young lion, do you got a picture of this big dignitary called Rabbi Mark, W-I-L-D-E-S, director of the New York Manhattan Jewish Experience? You got a picture on him, on that young lion? What he look like? Do your phone pick up a picture of him? Come on.
Hallelujah. Well, I got I pulled up a picture of him. He's pale red. Pale red.
you hear that? Matter of fact, do he look more like you or look more like the Pope or the Vatican City?
Well, he look like his brother, the Pope.
He looked more like his brother, the Pope. He looked like his brother, the Pope, than he looked like any other six anointed camp. You hear that, BSJ Israel? So you see, when you line them up, it's not going to add up. That's why you got to know the Bible. You got to know, and you're not going to learn this in any institution. So there's a question on the table, where did you learn this, what you learned from? Well, it's not the point. Well, I didn't learn from no institution, because if I learned from the institution, I believe the Pope is the vicar or the replacement for Yahweh the Son, if I learned something from him. And because they are pale red. The tribe of Judah is black to the ground. So it don't add up when you open some fuck on it. So put the Pope on the Vatican City or even the Latter-day Saints or the Roman Catholic Church out of New York. Put Big Timothy Dolan and see, do he line up with anything in his Bible. You know, you can't run into the police station and say, a man went in my pocket and got my wallet out. He said, yeah, okay, I see you missing your wallet. But you just can't say a man because you got to get him more on it, what the man look like. See? So when you put the Bible on this, it's not going to add up. That's why they keep you out of this Bible. Good. All right, enough said on that. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young lion, what's going on here?
The book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
See, the Rock is fair do the teaching in that very same hour. Now, you know, see what we just don't know the power of our Mighty One. If we know the power of our Mighty One, we'll be all right. Matter of fact, let's see what he said to the children of Israel, the Israelites, about, you know, if you do right, he'll tell you what you'll do. But another thing he'll do, young lion, this is what he'll do. Let me show you the power of him. In St. John chapter 11, can you have to see out St. John chapter 11, 1 through 4? Then skip down to verse number 11, 14, then 34 through 44. See, I just want to analyze this story. And Mother D of Israel, help me the 12th chapter of St. John, chapter 1, 2, 9, and 10. Had it, just put that on the side for a minute. But I just want to show something about this man that we need to know. In St. John, chapter 11, 1 through 4, 11, 14, 34, 44, young lad, can you help those see out while we kind of show you the power of this man? If you do right, what do you say? Come on. St. John chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. Then skip down to verse 11 and 14, then 34 through 44. And Mother D of Israel, have me waiting. St. John 12, verse 1, 2, 9, and 10. Have that waiting on old seal. Come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 1 reads, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Verse 2, it was that Mary which anointed Yahuwah with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Verse 3, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Yahuwah, behold, he whom you love is sick. Verse 4. When Yahuwah the Son heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the honor of Yahuwah, that the Son of Yahuwah the Father might be glorified thereby. Verse number 11. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, and I may awake him out of sleep. Verse 14. Then said Yahuwah the Son unto them, plain, Lazarus is dead. Verse 34. And said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Yahuwah, come and see. 35. Yahuwah the Son wept. 36. Then said Yada Judah, behold, how he loved him. Verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Verse 38. Yahuwah the Son, therefore, again groaning in himself, come to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay up, a pot. Verse 39. Yahuwah the Son said, take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Yahuwah, by this time he stinks, for he had been dead 4 days. Verse 40. Yahuwah the Son said unto her, said I not unto you that if you would believe, you should see the greatness of Yahuwah the Father? Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Yahuwah the Son lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. 42. And I knew that you heard me always, that you hear me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said that they may believe that you have sent me. Verse 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloth, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Yahuwah the Son said unto them, loose him and let him go.
Mm-hmm. So you see, this man got all this power, and he delivered it, waited till that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Then he said to them, if you believe and understand my position, you can't die out of, I can get you up and I can make things work for you if you understand my power. See, we got to know the power of the Mighty One. But the religious leaders, their mother is, Mother D of Israel. But the religious leaders, in the 12th chapter, let's see what they say behind what you just got through. Let's see what they say. Now, give me 15 verse 6 there, young lion. Or Nicodemus. No, go ahead and give me Nicodemus. I got to build a case up. Because I don't want to jump to Nicodemus too quick until we build a case up. See, you got to build a case up because when you throw it down, you got to make sure you know, covered all your tracks. So we're going to take care of a little business with Mother D of Israel. In the 12th chapter, verse 1, 2, 9, and 10. What's that there, Mother D of Israel? Come on.
St. John chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 and 9 and 10. Verse 1. Then Yahuwah the Son, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Verse 2. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Verse 9. Much people of Judah therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Yahuwah the Son's sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Verse 10. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death.
Now, yeah, Mother. Now, the religious leader, just like the religious leader just said to me, now he going to all of a sudden ask me to explain about the black Hebrew Israelites. Who do you think I am to explain to you about some black Hebrew Israelite and you true Jew? It's just like what the Pharisees just did there. Now, a notable miracle was done by Lazarus being raised from the dead. And by Lazarus being raised from the dead, how can I get my thoughts together on this? By him being raised from the dead, that was a notable miracle that was done because they know he was dead. But
yeah,
the chief priest says they hands was not in it properly, and they is on the wrong side of the truth. They was looking for a way to put Lazarus to death. Now, they came for one reason, because they heard Lazarus raised from the dead. But this is the one that stand before, like the one standing before you today. The one standing before you today, they say what they are, but when you put the Bible on them, it's not right. It's not so. The Pope says he's the vicar in replacement for the Son, and it's not so. is black to the ground. You're all on that part. I mean, every part that you make, you, when it comes down to the Bible, you are wrong. You're getting ready for Lent and Easter, and what is wrong? See, that's everything you're getting ready to do is wrong compared to the Bible. You see? So now, before we get into Nicodemus, their mother, D.F. Israel, I want to go see, do he have a resume with the Almighty? I want to know in St. John, well, make it, yeah, St. John chapter 3, mother. I want to look at 3 down to verse 10, and then the young lion, we're going to get into the book. After we see, do this man have a positive track record? Before we bring up anything he got to say, let's see what kind of record he got, approval he got, for, and from where. Remember, Yahweh the Son asked the religious leader, he said, I'll tell you what, if y'all tell me what I want to know, then I'll tell you what you need to know. They said, we can't tell you. Well, we ain't going to tell you nothing either. Hey, where did the seer get all that information from? Just listen and tell me what institution can even be in the same arena with Seer Israel or Seer Royal or any member of the 600 Council. What is their name? What organization? Where they at? Tell me where they at, and I'll check them out. And I'll tell you, do they even can be in the arena with the 6 anointed camp? Not bragging, just telling you facts. Because what we do is read the Bible. The big dignitary read Deuteronomy 28 and said, that don't apply to the black Hebrew Israelites. That applies to them. That's not correct. See, that's not correct at all. Moses was talking to the children of Israel. He wasn't talking to no Jew. The word Jew, you can't even find it to 2 Kings 16 somewhere, verse 1 and 6. Man, it's a corrupt word for Judah. So y'all all everywhere, Mr. Big Dignitaries. So we can't hold no conversation with you unless we do it on a national broadcast. But everybody here, how we present our case. Glad. Now, mother, let's take a look at something that we can read in St. John. Well, I said St. John chapter 3.
Yeah.
Verse 3 down to verse 10. What does it say? Let's talk about this man that the young lion is getting geared up to kind of check him out. Let's see what, how his resume looks in the eyes of Yahweh. Come on.
St. John chapter 3. Verses 3 to 10. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh the Father. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Yahweh the Son answered, truly, truly, I say unto you, except man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Verse 8, the wind bloweth where it lies, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whence it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Verse 10. Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?
He said, now, and you're a master in Israel, you would say, and you're a master in Israel, and you don't know these things? You don't know about born again? Are you a master in Israel? So right then and there, Almighty took him to the side and cleaned him up. So now we know whatever we're getting ready to read about Nicodemus, we know that he's been in the school of Yahuwah the Son. Because, you see, asking the question, you mean you're a master? And you don't know these things, so then Yahuwah had to clean him up because he had work button to do. Now we're going to go see what happened. Remember, Mother read in the 12th chapter that this was around Passover time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just seen Yahuwah get Lazarus out of the ground and woke him up and told him, loosen and let him go. Then the Pharisees, the religious leaders, so jumpy and antsy, said we come and see, can we put him to death? How you gonna put a man to death if Yahuwah can raise him up when he get? So what kind of mindset y'all got? How you gonna put this man to death and Yahuwah just raised him from the dead? That means
right.
Whatever you do to him, Yahuwah can overturn it. The power of Yahuwah. See, what we don't believe the power of this one in the Bible. You know, the one that got this woolly hair and feet as they burnt in a furnace. Not the one you got over there in the Vatican City. No. I don't know. That's paganism. That's wrong. So if you're in there, you got little ones in there. You know, you gotta come behind them and cold cock them with the banger and drag them about there. And when they wake up with an ice pack on their head, say, why are you hitting me in my head like that? I'm trying to save your life. If you don't come about this paganism that you in, it's up to you. Lisa, I tried. I banged you side the head, and I got lucky sitting at the door over here saying that you better do right. So it's up to you. See, we're trying to save you. We're calling it that way to save your life. Let you know the way you've been taught is totally wrong according to the Bible. And you're getting ready to do Lent and Easter. That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That's paganism again. You're going to now go out and buy you a pretty new dress and buy the better half, a nice suit, and you're going to listen to Christianity and the grandbabies go look for some eggs in the park. All that's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. All that's paganism. Yeah. Say all that. Now, in the book of Nicodemus, that young lion said, we know we all good. Now, even Satan got an account of the Lazarus story to let you know it's legit. Satan even got and they got a problem with reading the right side of the book, but Nicodemus was cleaned up. Look what Nicodemus says in the book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, that young lion. Pick up a 6 down to verse 19. Matter of fact, take it on down to verse 20. Listen to this. See, remember, all we do is turn the Bible and expound after we have heard it read. Now, why do you think the black Hebrew Israelites, why do they think they Jews and we the Jews? See, both of y'all are wrong. Now, what? Ain't no such thing as Jew. Jew is a corrupt word for Judah. So when you jump down and read a little bit later on about Jew first and the Gentile, both words is wrong. Now, one of the words even exists in manuscript, Jew or Gentile. See, this is where we know you're not led by the Mighty One, and this is why you need to just be taught by the system on the camp. But you got to have a big ear and a little mouth, and when you find that what's written, check out the evidence, not what somebody done told you. Now, by saying all that, now Satan going to tell you about the same story, and we know that Nicodemus writing it, Yahweh is the one that upbraid his mind. What do you say in 15, verse 6 down to verse 20? Listen good. Young lion, bring it.
All right. We're going to the book of Nicodemus. We're going to read chapter 15. And we're going to pick it up at verse 6 down to verse number 20. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 6 reads, "But if it be so powerful in his human nature, I affirm to you for truth that he is almighty in his divine nature, and no man can resist his power." Verse 7, "When therefore he said, be was afraid of death, he designed to ensnare you, and unhappy it will be to you for everlasting age." Verse 8. "Then Satan replied, said to the prince of hell, why did you express a doubt and was afraid to receive that Yahweh, the son of Nazareth, both your adversary and mine? Verse 9. As for me, I tempted him and stirred up my old people, Yahdah Judah, with zeal and anger against him. Verse 10, I sharpened the spear for his suffering. I mixed the gall in vinegar, and the gall in vinegar, and commanded that he should drink it. I prepared the tree to crucify him, and the nails to pierce through Ivory's hands and feet. And now his death is near at hand. I would bring him here, subject both to you and me. Verse 11. Then the prince of hell answered and said, you said to me just now that he took away the dead from me by force. Verse 12. They who have been kept here till they should live again upon earth were taken away here, not by their own power, but by prayers made to Yahweh. And their almighty Yahweh, the Father, took them from me. Verse 13. Who then is that Yahweh, the son of Nazareth, that by his word have taken away the dead from me without prayer to Yahweh, the Father? Verse 14. Perhaps it is the same who took away from me Lazarus after he had been 4 days dead and did both sink and was rotten, and of whom I had possession as a dead person, yet he brought him to life again by his power. Verse 15. Satan answering replied to the prince of hell, it is the very same person, Yahweh, the son of Nazareth. Verse 16, which when the prince of hell heard, he said to him, I adjure you by the powers which belong to you and me, that you bring him not to me. Verse 17, for when I heard of the power of his word, I trembled for fear, and all my impious company were at the same time disturbed. Verse 18, and we were not able to detain Lazarus, but he gave himself a shake, and with all the signs of malice, he immediately went away from us, and the very earth in which the dead body of Lazarus was lost presently turned him out alive. Verse 19, and I know now that he is Almighty Yahweh, who could perform such things, who is mighty in his dominion and mighty in his human nature, who is Savior of mankind. Verse 20, bring not therefore this person here, for he will set at liberty all those whom I hold in prison under unbelief and bound with the fetters of their sin, and will conduct them to everlasting life.
Reverse 19, 12 again there, you know what I'm saying? Sister VS. Listen real good to this. Listen this right here. You taking notes, ain't you? You know, one day I'm going to check your paper, see if you taking notes. So now, in verse number 19, 14, and 12. Can you help me out there, young line? Go 19, 14, and 12. Listen to this. 19, 14, and 12.
Okay, going to the book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 19, 14, verse number 12. Verse 19 reads, "And I know now that he is Almighty Yahweh, who can perform such things, who is mighty in his dominion and mighty in his human nature, who is the Savior of mankind." Verse number 14. "Perhaps it is the same who," 12, "they who have been kept here till they should live again upon earth, were taken away here, not by their own power, but by the power, but by the prayers made to Yahweh the Father, and their Almighty Yahweh took them from me."
So you see, it's a place you go to when you die. It's a place that you go to. You see that? So when somebody land in that casket, it's a place that they go to. That's when you die. You go to a place. And Yahweh brought, he said you had Lazarus in that place. I had him wrapped up the way I wanted him to wrap up. I had him hemmed down good. And all the Almighty did was spoke the word, and he took him from me. That's what he said. Young man, give me verse 22 and 23. So you see, listen, everything we've been taught, Mother D.F. Israel, help me out for a minute. Everything we have been taught in 14, 2 Ezra, 14, 34. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, can you help those see out it? In 2nd book of Ezra, out of that little red book called Apocrypha, in the 34th chapter, can you read, 14th chapter, verse 34. Can you read that for the national audience? Listen to this what it says in 2 Ezra 14, 34. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Sir, you too comfortable. We going to mute Mother D.F. Israel. Oh, really? Young man. Well, see, that's why I keep telling the young lions and all the six anointed candidates, they got to learn this word. Because if you want to really anger the other nations, just listen to what they say. No problem with that. But not be like a Berean going to Bible seeking to hold up. And you will find out that everything you've been taught is wrong. Everything you've been taught is wrong. In Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. It's wrong. Just like the big dignitary said about, why do the black Hebrew Israelites think they're Jews? Well, first of all, give me the definition of the word called Hebrew there, young man. Give me the biblical definition of the word Hebrew. See, everywhere they go, Sister BSJ Israel, when you shine the light on it, it's going to be wrong. Everywhere they go. Everywhere big brother go, auntie go, the nieces, the grandbabies go, let them get their seat on the table. Then go in the Bible and dismantle everything put on the table. It's going to be wrong. 2 Ezra 7, 14:34, what's that young line?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse number 34. 34 reads, "Therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be just alive. And after death, you shall pain mercy.
So you see, what you have to say, I tell you what, big brother, you're gonna spend a lot of my money and everybody else's money and getting these licenses in these big organizations to take you home something. But let's go ahead and bump your gums, get out the way. Books out of season. Anything you say that we can read. Huh? Anything you say that we can read. That's all. Let's do that, bro. I'm going to put Lucky at the door. I'm going to tell Lucky stay at the door and let nobody leave the door. Nobody come in, nobody go out. I want Big Brother to prove anything he's saying come out of the Vatican City that we can read. With the book. Take the book. Show it to me. Show it to me where the Pope is the replacement for Yahuwah the Son. Knowing that Yahuwah the Son said out his own mouth, young lion, what did he say out his own mouth in Matthew 1:21? I mean, even his coming in Matthew 1:21. What did he say in 1:21?
All right, we're going over to the book of Matthew chapter 1. We're going to pick it up at verse 21. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21 reads, And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yahuwah the Son, for he shall save his people from their sins.
It was prophesied that Miriam was going to bring forth a son. And the reason he's coming is to save his people from their sin. You getting that? So they're going to prophesy. So in 15:24 of Matthew, what that say? Let's find out who his people is that we all can read together. 15:24 of Matthew.
All right. The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
He said his own mouth. All I was sent, according to, we're not reading in Isaiah 49, the prophecy of me coming, I was sent to the lost sheep of the family of Israel. For what reason? 18:11. See, make that brother of yours something on the table that we can read. With all the degrees you got, put something on the table that we can read. Let's read something instead of the talk. Let's read something. Let's see when you give him 18:11 and see how he can get out Monday. Matthew 18:11, what it say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 11. Verse 11 reads, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
So who was lost? According to 15, verse 24.
The lost sheep of Israel.
The children of Israel. That's the one he came to say that was lost. Now, he went back to heaven now. In the 5th chapter, verse 29, down to verse 32. Now, he's back sitting on the right hand of his father. He'll turn everything over to Peter, the chief speaker for the whole 12 tribes. So now Peter's going to look at the other 11 and look them eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to them in 5:29-32. Let's see what he said to those that he was the overseer to, 29 down to verse 32. What did it say that young lion?
Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29 down to verse 32, 29 reads, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we are to obey Yahuwah rather than man. 30. That Yahuwah, the father of our fathers, raised up Yahuwah the son, who you slew and hanged on a tree. 31. Him have Yahuwah the father exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahuwah has given to them that obey him.
And do you know what he says, Sister B.S.? You know what he says about that in Matthew's, what he just said there in 32? Do you know he got something written behind that? So you got to be very careful now to all of a sudden get based in your voice when that scripture come out. You go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37. See, listen, this is serious business. See, in Matthew's chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37, oh, Sister B.S., listen real good, J. Israel. Listen real good and write this down. Tell him to get off my this verse right here. What did it say? Come on.
On the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and verse 37, 31 reads, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto man." Verse 32, "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." 36. "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." 37. "For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned."
See, this is big business right here. See, once you find out that the Holy Ghost or the angel or the righteous spirit, they the one said Peter was the witness, and so is the righteous spirit. Then you go behind that and blaspheme against that because you got papers on the wall being a Roman Catholic for 40, 50 years, you got to wake up. Because once you find that the angel said, this is what really happened. And then you said, no, I ain't going along with that. Guess what? Your clock starts ticking. You say, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. So that's up to you. You got to tell big brother, auntie, and cousin. It tells you plainly. And David make it plain. The Mother Spirit, he visits David in 95, verse 7 and 8. Listen what happened. Now, the Mother Spirit came out of heaven around 1000 B.C. And he visited David, the king of Israel. And he looked him eyeball to eyeball and said something to him. In Psalms 95, verse number 7 and 8. What did he say, that young lion, that we can read?
The book of Psalms, chapter 95, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 reads, "For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice." Verse 8, "Harden not your mind, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness."
He said, today. See, today, if you hear this, don't harden your head when you're looking at the Bible. Don't harden your head on because you got the grease on the wall. You don't pay all that money to Satan the devil. You want to cash it in. So, okay, according to the Bible, I've been taught wrong. Then you got to come clean. Matter of fact, a man was on, this is what you got to do. Mark chapter 9, verse 24. This is what you got to do. You got to look at that brother of yours and look at my eyeball to eyeball and say, hey, brother, don't you want to be a Mark 9:24? See, he ain't going to have a clue you're talking about. But you got to have somebody be a solitary reader to read. This is what brother got to do, Mark 9:24. What it say?
The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 24 reads, "And straightway the father of the child carried out and blessed with tears, Yahweh, I believe, help you, my unbelief.
See, you gotta fall out. You tell that big bug, you gotta fall out and say, Yahuwah. If you don't want to pronounce the name until he gives you some strength, YHW, help me with my unbelief. He said, I'm trying to help you. You logging into the Six Anointed Camp, listen to the voice of the true Israelite, where your help starts at. He said, what are you going to give you? Are you going to read it? So you got to fall down and say, help me with my unbelief. Like, for example, in the 21st chapter of Nicodemus there, young man, see, we know Nicodemus is legit. Let's see, do we got, you remember, the Son got the power to get you up from the dead, whenever you get ready. The religious leader said, we're going to go to the feast with that Passover, and we're going to see if we put Lazarus to death. Now look at that. If you put the man to death, the man, Yahuwah can raise him up. That's the same thing we're trying to tell you now. What Yahuwah he'll do, he'll put you as a sign. He let tragedy help you, especially in leadership. Just for his power to be shown. Huh? His power to be shown. He'll let you go to one of them hospitals anywhere. Be on a machine, and he'll turn the machine off. No one is going to mess you up, but we'll go to the Bible and show you exactly how he can clean you up. We're going to show you that in a minute after we take it in. See, Yahuwah got all the power. That's all he keeps telling you. Make sure you got your YHWH right. Then, according to Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you. And you'll be a testimony to help somebody at their time of need. What you reading there, young man?
You said Nicodemus 24.
I tell you what, give me 15, 22 and 23 first. Then we'll go back and get there. Give me since you say what I said, back up and give me 15, 22 and 23. Then we'll go get that 21st chapter 1 through 6. Now listen to me good. Remember, anybody stand before you, if you really believe on what you own, then put a verse on the table and expound on it. Put a verse on the table, then talk about it. As long as you want them, but make sure you got a verse on the table. You just ain't going on being a parakeet, being traditions of men. Now, Nicodemus, we know he's been cleaned up. Now, look what Nicodemus says in 15, verse 22 and 23. What did he say that young man?
Okay, but my Nicodemus, I got, it goes at the verse 15, go to verse 20.
Oh, okay, we ain't got enough to work with, so we put that to the side then. We'll put that to the side, because I want me some more out of that, but like I said again, that's why I said we got a big job to do. Get in where you fit in it all over the world. I ain't forgot about Ghana. I ain't forgot about those over there, the Taliban. I ain't forgot about none of it. We just can cover so much at a setting. So back up to the 21st chapter 1 through 6. Let's see what Nicodemus is talking, some good talk. And we'll check and see if our big dignitary removed the M-U-T-E off of Mother D.F. Israel's microphone. We'll find out in a minute. But let's go to the 21st chapter, because right now y'all getting ready for something that is not correct. Remember, Yahuwah got the power to wake you up whenever you're laying down, right? Let's see what happened in 21st chapter 1 through 6. Let's see what the conversation was all about. And Nicodemus 21, 1 through 6. Listen good. National audience, come on.
Okay, we're going to the book of Nicodemus, chapter 21, verse 1 down to verse 6. Verse 1 reads, these are the divine sacred mysteries which we saw and heard. I, Charinus, and Lentinus are not allowed to declare the other mysteries of Yahuwah, as the archangel Michael ordered us. Verse 2, saying, you shall go with my brethren to Yahdajud, and shall continue in prayer, declaring and glorifying the resurrection of Yahuwah the Son, seeing he hath raised you from the dead at the same time with himself. verse 3. And you shall not talk with any man, but sit as dumb persons till the time come when the Yahweh will allow you to relate the mysteries of his divinity. Verse 4. The archangel Michael, father, commanded us to go beyond Jordan to an excellent and fat country where there are many who rose from the dead along with us from the proof of the resurrection of Yahweh the Son. Verse 5. For we have only 3 days allowed us from the dead who arose to celebrate the Passover of our Yahweh with our parents and to bear our testimony before Yahweh the Son. And we have been baptized in the righteous river of Jordan. And now they are not seen by anyone. 6. This is as much as Yahweh allowed us to relate to you. Give you therefore a praise and honor to him, and repent, and he will have mercy upon you. Peace be to you from the Yahweh the Son.
Ain't that something?
That's nice. Yahweh raised some folks from the dead to keep what feast? What celebration is? Listen. If you got loved ones that doing Lent and Easter and all that kind of stuff, listen. Yahweh raised, for example, and I'm not gonna bring this kind of talking out that we can read together after we find out Nicodemus has been cleaned up. It's the bosses of the Jewish life. Yahweh raised them to go on there, over there, and keep a celebration. And what celebration did he raise them from the dead to keep, according to verse 5? What is the name of the celebration that he raised some folks from the dead to keep, according to verse 5 there, young line?
Verse 5 reads, for we have only 3 days allowed us from the dead, who arose to celebrate the Passover of our Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You hear what the man is saying? Not Easter,
Yahweh.
Not Lent. Passover. Yahweh raised the men up from the to go and get with the family on Passover. See, Passover, you're supposed to get with the family. About a month away now. Not Easter. They never got it right, you know it. They got Easter coming on. It might be on one this Sunday. The Passover got a set time. Got a set time every year. You do the Passover the same way. He raised them. This man got all the power. He raised them up from the dead. Told Nicodemus, I'm gonna raise them up to go and keep the celebration of the Passover. And you know what? We gonna keep it too. Eat them up, drink them up, about a month away from now, and that's New Year's. See, this is what the Almighty Son is about. Your preacher ain't never tell you about no Passover. Your preacher gonna tell you about some Easter eggs, some Easter, and wear some skinny jeans and a tight vest on a Sunday. You see, that is suicide. Here it is, Nicodemus raised from the womb. He says some dead's gonna get up. And you know we're dead today, right? We're dead in the mind today. But they gonna get up and go and celebrate the Passover. See? Stay right there. So he said, but when you get there, he said, this is what you gotta do in verse 6. He said, now, if you make it to the Passover, this is what you must do in verse 6. What does it say you got to do that young line that we can read in verse 6?
The book of Nicodemus, picking it up at verse number 6, 21, verse 6 reads, this is as much as Yahweh allowed us to relate to you. Give you therefore praise and honor to him, and repent, and he will have mercy upon you. Peace be to you from the Yahweh the Son.
You see, you hear this by
darkness.
This is going to rob you. And we try to bring you from this stuff. We try to show what the book is saying. It's up to you. It's up to you to make a Bible decision and stop making family decisions, because we've been all these religious things for the last 100 years. You wrong. This is what he said you do in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, 15 and 16. Listen what, no, give me 13 out of verse 15. Give me, look what he said you do. Okay, when you find out you've been taught wrong. He said, brother, you talk a good game, but you can't read. You don't read nothing that we can go with. You just talk a good game. But the seer dropped down Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, 13 through 15. Now, let's read this, and Lucky's going to be at the door. We're going to read this verse. You give me an answer to it after it's read. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, 13 down to verse 15. What does it say, young line?
The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 3, verse 7. Then drop it down 13 down to verse 15. Verse 7 reads, wherefore, as the righteous spirit said, today, if you will, hear his voice. Verse number 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14. For we are made partakers of Yahuwah the Son, if we hold the beginning of our confidence a steadfast unto the end. Verse 15. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your mind, as in the provocation.
Today, listen, today when you hear what the Bible saying, don't look at how many years you have been, you know, cold cock with a shot to the chin. Don't look at that. Okay, I've been cold cock to the chin for over 30, 40, 50 years. Okay, today, go forward in what the man's saying. He raised people up from the dead to keep the celebration of Passover, not Easter. Seer, we should just cut you off right now. What's up to you? Cut me off right now. How about releasing Mother D up Israel microphone so she can see can we get some Luke chapter 23. Verse 39 through 43. Hey, Mother D of Israel. Hey, how about looking at that Luke 23, verse 39 and 43? Because they said they're going to release your microphone where you can talk a little bit. 43. Hey, Mother D of Israel. What do the Bible say that we can read? Mother, now look at that. They're going to tell me they're going to unlock her microphone. Then we call on the mother, and you put a double M-U-T-E on her microphone. You see how you do? Hey, young line, let's look at Luke 23, 39 down to verse 43. Help those see out. Let's see if we take a look at something here. And Luke 23, verse 39 through 43. What did it say, that young man? Come on.
The Luke chapter 23, verse 39 down to verse 43. Verse 39 reads, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if you be Yahuwah the Son, save yourself, end up. Verse 4. But the other answered, rebuked him, corrected him, saying, do not you fear Yahuwah, seeing you are in the same condemnation. 41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. 42. And he said unto Yahuwah the Son, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Verse 43. And Yahuwah the Son said unto him, truly I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 43 again, that young man.
Verse 43. You said 43, right?
Yes, sir.
43. And Yahuwah the Son said unto him, truly I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise.
See, he's telling a criminal that was hung with me, said, he said, now when you come mm-hmm. into your kingdom, would you remember me? He said, I'm telling you now, today you be with me in paradise. What are you talking about? Is he talking about that same day?
Right.
Christianity? Is he talking about the same day Christianity? See?
Right.
You see what you did? All your life mm-hmm. is your dead. Now, we're going to go and find out. He did go somewhere. But you know what? Nicodemus will tell you where he went. See, remember, Nicodemus was cleaned up. But he said, today you be with me in paradise, right? Now, in the minds of Christianity, that means this is an up and away story. But we're just going to see what Nicodemus said after Yahuwah. I mean, YHWH, the Son, cleaned him up. So you got a problem here in the name Yahuwah? What about YHWH then? Because we know that's the name YHWH. Okay, good. Let's go and see what Nicodemus says about this conversation there, young lion. We go on and take a little peek at Nicodemus in the 20th chapter. We go on Nicodemus chapter 20. And we're going to look at verse 6 down to verse 14. We're just going to let the Bible, the guy said, remember me when you come in your kingdom. He said, today you're going to paradise with me. Okay, good. Remember, this guy was a criminal. That would mean a malefactor, be a criminal. He was a thief. He done a lot of stealing and everything. But he repented. He repented just in time to be able to tell a story. Now, we're going to find out what Nicodemus says about this story. Listen real good at this story in Nicodemus chapter 20, verse 6 down to verse 14. What it says we can read there, young lion, Nicodemus 20, 6 down to verse 14. This is the story right here. And keep in mind, Luke 23:39-43. Now we're going to precept that and hear the storyline in Nicodemus 20, verse 6 down to verse 14. What it say?
All right. Going to the book of Nicodemus, chapter 20, verse 6, down to verse 14, or 6, read. And when all the saints saw him, they said to him, who are you? For your countenance is like a thief. And why do you carry a tree upon your shoulder? Verse 7. To which he answered, said, you say right, for I was a thief, who committed all sorts of wickedness upon earth. Oh, let me get my other paper.
So what he was carrying was the word. He had some word in it. Remember, Yahuwah left him with a conversation. So he wasn't carrying no tree. He was carrying his word. He had some word. Remember, it was a conversation. They were talking back and forth. So what he had was the remembrance of some words. So what he had was some words. That's what he was carrying, was some words to make sure you present these words to the big dignitaries that was on the clock. So what the thief had was some words. And we're going to hear some of his words that he had. He wasn't carrying no tree trunk. He was remembering the words that were told to him. And what to say when he get. Come on back with that young line so we can tighten that up a bit more better. When carrying no tree, was carrying a word. Come on.
Okay. This is from my other. This is one of my.
Matter of fact, Moses got that. Did you know
especially the ones like the Roman, the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints and the WCC, this Bible is just mugging. What's that, W?
You ain't lying, dear. You ain't lying.
I know we're not lying. No, we read Bible. No, we read Bible. So now, in the 13th chapter, now watch this. We go on to the book of Hebrews. That's why I said you got to let them bump the gums and just meet them where they're at. See, when you word up in Yahuwah, you just meet them where they're at. Now you know the story about the two thieves, the male pastor was called criminals. They were thieves. One repented and done right, and now you read his story. And where he was placed at, but he was placed at on the right hand until the big dignitary, he going to take care of, not in this lesson, in another lesson, a big dignitary got to come in first, and all the ones that done right, repented, is coming behind. Now, he showed Moses something that we can read that young man. And we want to see what he showed Moses. And Moses was in the 12th chapter, young man. Let's pick it around by verse 21. And let Moses tell you something. And we'll take it on. We'll read it out till we get our point. Let's see what we got that we can read. The book of Hebrews, plural. The children of Israel, the Israelites. Let's see what it says in the 12th chapter, and we're going to pick it around by verse 21. Let's read down, and let's get our point. Verse 21 on the right side of the book. 12:21 of Hebrews. What does it say there, young line?
All right, the book of the Israelites. The book of Hebrews. The book of the Israelites, chapter 12, picking up at verse 21. 21 reads, and so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly feared and quaked. Verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Yadadut, and unto the city of the living Yahuwah, the heavenly Yahuwah, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23. To the general assembly, and to the congregation of the children of Israel of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Yahuwah, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Verse 24. And to Yahuwah the Son, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that speak on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. 26.
Whose voice is... That's it. Listen. Don't hide your head when you hear this thing. He spoke on earth. He's speaking from heaven now. He spoke on earth when he came in the body. Now he's back on the right hand of the Father. And Paul is telling him. He said, listen, don't refuse his good information. He was here with us. Now he's on the right hand of the Father now. He says, don't harden your head, man. He's telling you exactly how it's going to work, what you got to do to get where you want to get to. He told the thief that I've been read. Today, see, I don't care how many years you got off into that Christian, Roman Catholic Christian teaching. Today, harden not your head. When you find out that everything you've been taught, the Bible don't support none of you, you've been taught, then just come clean and repent. Get in where your feet in at. That was all the man was saying. You don't harden your head. And that's what we're going to do. See, this man got all the power. You remember he raised, it was some guests that's kind of sharp on Passover. So he raised them out of the paradise, a lane they was in. See, y'all going over to that old Passover that they're getting ready to have. And we get ready to have Passover next month. You might raise it throughout the dead. You might see it throughout the dead We had a couple walking dead came in class. A couple today, yesterday.
Hallelujah, bro.
Come on, you see, Yahweh raised you dead. He had you run all the way around to get your mind right. Then come on to class. See, you got to come out this dead state of mind. That's what they're telling you. Passover. That is the next feast day. Got nothing to do with Lent. Put smut on your face. You know, I don't care what did it tell you how many days you wear smut on your face. Then y'all saying you keep it Easter. Listen, that is the recipe for to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Passover is next month. Ain't got nothing to do with no Lent.
Hallelujah.
No Easter. Eden Hall. New Year. New Year's coming up. All right, good enough on that. Now let's run to, but listen. Now getting back to the sickness thing. See, the sickness thing, see, y'all understand something how the Bible works according to sickness. Sickness in the Bible. You know, no, they don't understand how certain things happen because they don't know the word of Yahweh. In the book of Wisdom of Solomon, can you have those sit out there in your line? What can we read in the 16th chapter verse? No, Solomon is the wisest man in the world. Then give me 107 verse 20. Go back to back in Psalms. Listen how it works. But you always be explained this. Wisdom of Solomon 16:12. Then go to his father David in 107 verse 20. Help me out there, young lion. Come on.
All right, we're going over to the book of Wisdom of Solomon. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 16, and we want verse number 12. The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12 reads, For it was neither earth nor mollifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things.
Go ahead.
The book of Psalms, chapter 107, picking up at verse number 20. Verse 20 reads, He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
You remember Satan said he had Lazarus. He said, I had him where I want him at. I had him wrapped up for 4 days. He was all mine. And Yahweh just spoke the word. And he done a shake and just came up out of there. He said, I had him down. See, Satan is the one that controls the death thing of how you going to be. Why? When you get ready, you can say, hey, that's it. You got people got cases based upon the fact they were sitting there in hospitals and the machine went off on them. Then the machine went off again. But he left you be in a bad shape on record. And all of a sudden, you say, I tell you, did all of a sudden, this will happen. Let me show you what will happen. This happens. Take notes. This is what happens. Exodus 4:11. Write this. The BS. J. Israel. Take notes. This is what happens. Exodus 4:11. What does it say?
The book of Exodus. Chapter 4. Picking up at verse number 11. The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, And the Yahweh said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Who hath made the deaf, or dumb, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Yahweh?
They can put you in any position they
want
to put you in. Yahweh says, I can tell that cursed thing to come up off of you whenever I get ready. This is the power of your mighty one. It's not the herbs. It's not none of that. Yahweh can tell whatever that is holding you down. You can't hear? Hey, come up out of his ear. Can't talk? Come up out of his talk. Can't see? Come up out of that. He's like that. That's how he rolls. He's telling you right here. He's Moses. Look here. You got a speaking problem, I'll take care of that. You can't hear, I'll take care of that. You're blind, I'll take care of that. I do all these things. See, this is the power of our mighty one. Can't nothing hold you down like Lazarus. Didn't Satan just tell you, I had Lazarus. I had him where I want him at. And Yahweh just spoke the word, and that's it. Matter of fact, I'll pull a rabbit out of here. Let me show you. Let me show you in Matthew chapter 8. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but go to Matthew chapter 8, and why don't you precept that? Because you're doing a whole lot of talking here, but when are you going to precept that? Okay, good. In Matthew chapter 8 there, young lion, can you help those see out in verse number 7? Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 7, 8. He said, listen, anytime you sit among anybody that's supposed to be your overseer, shouldn't tell you, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but can you precept that? He'll ask you, what? Can I precept that? He don't know. He don't have a, he's like you gonna pull your pistol out on him. Matthew chapter 8, verse 7 and 8, what it say? Listen to this.
The book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 7 and verse 8. The book of Matthew, chapter 8, 7 and verse 8, verse 7 reads, and Yahweh the Son said unto him, I would come and heal him. Verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Yahweh, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
Hey, you get the man. You get the man saying, see, this is the only kind you got to have. Speak the word, and that's it. See, when Yahweh speak the word, that's it. He said, see, they knew that then. We don't know nothing now. We think we got to go visit Doc Cook every time something wrong. Yahweh speak the word, and whatever ailment is gone. But it is a stipulation to all this right here. And we're going to read the stipulation now. See, now, listen to me. Is the stipulation to this thing here, now, speaking the word, but you got to make sure, 1 John 3:22. Listen to me good. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3, verse 22. Listen good.
We're going to the book of 1 John, chapter 3. Let me go pick it up at verse number 22. The book of 1 John, chapter 3, and pick it up at verse 22. 22 reads, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his law and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
See, if you're not keeping the law, you're going to crap shoot. See, if you're not keeping the law, it don't apply to you because you're going to crap shoot. You got to be keeping the law for this right here. Yahweh, you made it plain in the 28th chapter of Proverbs, verse 9. Look what he says here. See, you got to understand these things. This only applies to those that do right in Yahweh, the wisdom of Solomon. Solomon also wrote Proverbs. Look what he says in 29 verse 9. Listen to what Solomon said, what he said in 29 verse 9.
All right, we're going to the book of Proverbs, chapter 28,
verse 9. Yeah, 28 verse 9 there, young man. Mm-hmm.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer should be an abomination.
You see that? But if you turn your ear from hearing the law of the Passover, you still going to be doing Easter. You're going to be doing Lent before you do Easter. You'll be walking around on your face all downtown. Why you do that? That ain't going to do with the Bible. You turn your, the law is Passover. But you're going to do Lent and Easter and E-Haul. Listen, it's time to stop. And it's time to get a shot with the relatives. And it did, you know, if you have to kind of blackjack a couple of them in the back of the head till they wake up and put on lucky at the door, do so. If they want to argue, I'm trying to save your life now. If the licks out the head and this tape I got for you, it won't help. Then go on back and do what you got to do. I ain't going to blackjack you no more. Yeah, lucky to look at you and don't give you no never mind. Now, what we just got to read?
Got done reading Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 9.
Yes, WCC said, what about a precept on that? Give me, I hear you. Give me 931 of St. John, the right side of the Bible there. You want a precept, WCC? 500 million members, second to the Catholic Church, that came out of the Catholic Church. I know your history better than you know your own history. St. John 931 says what?
We're going over to the book of St. John. We want chapter 9. We want to pick it up at verse number 31. The book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, now we know that Yahweh hear not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of Yahweh and do his will, him be his.
Is it? See, he don't see you a ticking time bomb. Yahweh don't hear sinners. Sinners is the one that can break the law that's written and says done away with. We up on a Lent and Easter. That's breaking the law of Passover. It don't sustain no Lent or no Easter. That was created by man. Yahweh gave you Passover and showed you his power. He brought him out of paradise to go have. To go over there and sit down with your family and for the next 3 days and eat you some Passover, some unleavened bread, then come on back to paradise and wait on us to raise old Adam up. We might even read about what he's going to do for Adam. You never know. I mean, we got it like that. You can have it like that if you do right. So now, in Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. Can you help me out there, young line? Exodus chapter 15, verse 26.
We're going to the book of Exodus.
Exodus 15, 26. Yes, sir. What did it say?
All right. We're going over to the book of Exodus. We're on chapter 15. We're going to pick it up at verse number 26. The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26 reads, and said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh that healeth you.
He said, I'm Yahweh to heal you. He said, if you listen to me and do right, all diseases that you have today, you know, all kind of problems, high blood pressure, all time. He said, if you do me right, I tell you every disease that you got, get up and go on about your business, go on about your long hair. Hey, right there. But you got to do right. You got to give up on all that what you thought you'd be you and learn for 40, 50 years. You got to just kick that in the can. You know, 15:26. Now go to 23, verse 24 and 25. Listen good. We still look at the heavy tablets called the first five books. Go to Exodus chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. Listen what he's still talking to Moses. About if you do right, Moses, all the children of Israel, if you do right, all them problems they're going to have in their body, you ain't got to have them. If you do have them in your body now, I can tell them get up on it wherever I want to tell them get up. Because we could read story when they told them demons to come out of, what that guy name over there? Forgot his name. What he said his name is, what he said his name? Tell demons, get up out of this man. We might read that tomorrow. Okay, we read that tomorrow. Whatever his name is, we read his name. We read him tomorrow. Legia. He said,
yeah,
what's your name?
But we are
men. My name is Legia.
Legia. We are men.
Bring, we men. He said, I don't care about your business. Come about this man going about your business. You see how he that's how he rolls. I'm telling you, this man got a lot of power, man. Keep telling you, you need to take another look at his book again. Exodus 23, 24, 25. Listen good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24 reads, you shall not bow down to their Yahuwah, nor swear, nor serve them, nor do after their words, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their image. 25. And you shall serve the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
He said, if you don't bow down to none of the guy on the table, he said, I'll tell you what I do. I bless your water. I bless your bread. And any sickness you got, I take it away. So he said, you do. That's if you do what I tell you to do. He said, now, if you don't bow down to none of the guy on the table, you know what you're bowing down to, right? You know what your brother's bowing down to, right? What he's bowing down to, he said, that I ain't going to make this happen unless you don't bow down to it. It's precept there at the 26th chapter 1, 2, and 3 of Leviticus. Now, tell me something. Look directly in the mind of your own mind and the mirror. What is you saying in Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3? Just turn to the Bible and listen real good. And tell me, do you know anybody or anybody in your family fits this right here? In Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3. What did it say that young line?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 1, verse 2, and verse number 3. Verse 1 reads, if you shall make you no idols nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto you. For I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 2. You should keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahuwah. Verse 2. If you walk in my law and keep my commandments and do them.
Ain't that something? You go to the back of the city now, if you ain't walking, if you mess around and got your high heels on, you're going to bump into a statue. And it ain't a lie before they come inside, kissing on Mary and the baby Jesus' feet. They don't kiss his feet, that pale red feet, so much to all the paint came off his feet. You can't get in unless you stop by Mary, a statue of Mary and Jesus, and before you go into the sanctuary. And he said, don't do it. But you do it anyway. When you get to the Vatican City and all you see is up there, all it's statues everywhere. If you ain't walking right, you'll bump right into it and hurt your head. Got Peter as a pale white, Paul, all the big dignitaries, got themselves, everybody got a statue there. Can't get in the place without a statue. Did you hear what the man saying? Read again in 26, verse 1. Listen to what he's saying in Leviticus 26, verse 1 and 2. What
does
it say?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, you shall make you no idol nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 2, you shall keep the Sabbath and reverence my statutes. And reverence my temple. I am Yahuwah.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H. Yahuwah.
You see that? And you go to the Vatican City where all the big dignitaries meeting at, and when you get there, you're going to run into an obelisk, Egyptian penis sitting up in there. The then you can run to that statue. Then you move around that, then you run. Then you look all across the wall, you go to the White House and find out another Egyptian penis sticking up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Called the obelisk. And I'm going to pin it in there. You see what you're doing? And then you look all across the building. Everywhere you see is a statue of somebody. He tell you don't do it, you do it anyway. And love doing it. But you know he got a precept on that. Okay, good. Now I got to put a rabbi out of that. Now what's the precept on that? Go to Jeremiah for a minute. Let me show you the precept on that. He said, yeah, see, put a precept on that. And they love doing it. And they still going to continue doing it. Okay, but you were told. Let's see what Jeremiah said behind that. Jeremiah made a statement in this book, an early part of Jeremiah. And we will see what he says behind that in Jeremiah chapter. Let's see what Jeremiah said behind that. I'm studying that young line. Jeremiah made a statement. And I'm still struggling right now. But he said something in the book of Jeremiah. I'm looking right at it. And what did he say? He said something. Now, you want to table that? Young lion, because I'm struggling right now. Because he said something to Jeremiah about behind that. Okay, you have to see out. I see Mother Z. She's not here to help the old see out on this ball here, but I'm kind of struggling there, young lion.
I got chapter 5.
Can you help see out? Yeah. Okay, well, you want to take a shot at it? Go ahead and take a shot at it. What you got?
Okay. I got something in Jeremiah, chapter 5. Let's pick it up at verse number 7.
31. No, we'll make it 31. 31. Okay, well, thank you, that young man. Make it 31. Go ahead, since you're talking 5, just make it 31. And we just, you ask a question in verse 31. Let's see what he said in 5:31.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 31. 31 reads, okay, the elders, the bishops, the deacons prophesied falsely, and the shepherds bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof?
Ain't that something? He said, you love to have it so. You love to do Sunday, Lord God of Jesus, or bump into statues all over the place. When you walk in the place, statues over there, do you know that he told Moses, the Yahuwah of the hour, to tell Aaron in 28:64 down to verse 28? See, this was the big thing that Terry read, but you know he read this thing and said, "Well, apply to you." Now what he say? Well, we're gonna read now and give him a response of that was big dignitary. The big rabbi out of Manhattan. He read some verses. I just took notes of it. I knew it was going to come up somewhere. But look what it says in the 28th chapter, verse 64, down to verse 68. Listen good. Deuteronomy 28, 64, down to verse 68. Listen good what he said here.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 64. Verse 64, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 64 down to 68, 64 reads, and the Yahuwah shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even into the other, and there you shall serve false Yahuwah, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. Verse 65, and among these nations shall you find no ease. Neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But the Yahuwah shall give you there a trembling mind, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. Verse 66. And your life shall bring in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life. Verse 67. In the morning you shall say, would Yahuwah it were even. In the evening you shall say, would Yahuwah it were morning. For the fear of your mind wherewith you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. 58. And Yahuwah shall bring you into Egypt again, which shall by the way whereof I spake unto you, you shall set it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bond man and bond woman, and no man shall buy you.
Now, the big rabbi said that's his people. that don't work no more. Listen,
mm-hmm.
How can it be a big rabbi out of Manhattan? How can it be your people, said? We, you the Jews against? No, this is not talking to no Jews. See, all you got to do when they talk like that is preach up your Bible and see who they're talking to. By going to 1:1. Let's see who he's talking to in Deuteronomy. Let's see if he's talking to any Jews, period. When you read that, how could you say you are the Jews and why the black Hebrew Israelite is claiming your title? No, Mr. Rabbi, you're wrong. According to the Bible, let's see who he's talking to in Deuteronomy 1:1. 1:1 and 2. Just give me a name. Come on. Deuteronomy 1:1 and 2.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, read. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
These are the words that were spoken to all Israel that was in the wilderness. And what all Israel is talking about in verse 8?
Verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahuwah swore to your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel to give unto you them, and do their seed after them, and to their seed after them.
And we the seed after them. And we the seed after them. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will name a change of Israel. Listen, big rabbi out of Manhattan, you from the cities of Esau. You the red man. You're from Abraham and Isaac, but you're not from Jacob, is your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is your brother. You pale red, according to prophecy of 6 verse 4 and 8. You know he got a prophecy about you in the book of Revelation? Chapter 6, verse 4 and 8. Do you know this in the book? Esau and the five sons. It depicts you. And remember the young lion, he went on that one-hour Satan telephone and pulled up the big dignitary's face in it, and he said he was pale red.
Man, hallelujah.
He's pale red. Because the prophecy about the pale red people is right here. And John's writing in this Revelation 6, verse 4 and 8. What does it say that we can read in verse 4 and 8?
The book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 4 and verse number 8. Verse 4 reads, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him to set thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 8, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death.
The fourth part of the earth is America. That's the fourth part of the earth.
Hallelujah, bro.
Red, pale red horse, people was given a sword. You know, ain't no literal horse was given no sword. The sword man is got this power. You know, one that you pay your light bill, gas bill, and all your what's that word they use? It's no word they use. You pay your gas bill, light bill.
Gas bill, light bill.
And something else that you got to pay. Something else. In other words, that you have to pay. Forgot. I know it's once your taxes and something else. Hey, I guess it's not tomorrow night lesson. So now who is you paying this to? Peoples of color? Or do you pay your bills to those that are pale red?
And your water
now,
bill.
How do you know? Yeah, the water bill. But now something else, it's another word, but it don't follow me right now. But when you watch the 10 o'clock news tonight, look at the shirt, which is going to be white, and look at the face, it's going to be pale red. Then you know exactly who you're talking about. You see, this pale red is going to take peace from the earth. What people do you know take peace from the earth? What people you know that sell everything by the sword? They don't sell nothing no other way but by the sword. But he said to you, it's what in verse 8? He said to you now, this pale red to you is what?
The book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 8 reads, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth.
Now, who that said? Huh? Let's go to the seer, Rebecca. And Rebecca going to tell you something about this. And 2 verse 4. Now, listen to what Rebecca the seer said. Remember, Yahweh would do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants, the seer. He's going to talk about this death. Let's see how Becca got it written in 2 verse 4 and 5. Listen to what Becca said. Becca 2, verse 4 and 5.
Okay, we're going to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4 and verse number 5. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. Verse 4 reads, behold, his spoil which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Verse 5.
He says his soul ain't right. He says in verse number 4, 2 verse 4, he says soul is not right. Do you know you is the soul? That means from the top of your great toe to the last string on the top of your head. He said his soul is not right. Now he been tell you his soul is not right. That means ain't nothing right about it. His soul ain't right. That what Rebecca was telling the children of the book about this pale red man. His soul is not right. You is the soul. So he says, the next verse, 5.
Okay, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, picking up at verse number 5. Verse 5 reads, yes, also, because he transgressed by wine, he is poor, he is proud, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desires as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heap unto him all people.
He said he can't stay at home. He and everybody's business. You go now, you go look on your phone, and see where do this pale red man do not have a military base at. You tell me where he do not have a military base at, I don't, whatever. He got it in the boondocks of places that you wouldn't expect. Just put it on your piece of phone. The United States of America. world if they military came all over the world. And you'd be surprised that they got a military base in just about every country on the face of the earth. They're proud, man. And they bring, everywhere they go, they bring Christianity to you. But according to verse 5, to you is what again in verse 5? This is what Habakkuk said that is to you in verse 5. Read it again.
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, yes, also because he transgressed by wine, he is a proud man, neither keep at home, who enlarging his desire as hell, and it is as depth, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people.
Now who that said? Which said WCC? See, you getting close to be cut off. Yeah. That's up to you. But who that bit, WCC? Precept it? Okay. Although you know who it bit. So what we do, we go over to our chapter 1 and read verse 1, 6 to 8. I tell you what we do. We'll precept it just for you. We'll find out who this bit right now. He's a sword man. He won't stay at home. He gathered all nations to him. But do you know that one day Yahweh will take all the nations to him and something will happen that we might read in this lesson? I don't know. We might read it. Let's go to over to our chapter 1, 1 and 2, then skip down to 5 through 9. We'll do that. Over to our chapter 1, 1, 2, then we'll skip down to 5 through 9. And let's see where you take it from there, who we talking about. Come on, young.
Book of Obadiah. The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 5 down to verse 9. Verse 1 reads, the vision of Obadiah is here. Thus says to Yahuwah, Yahuwah concerning Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from the Yahuwah, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen, Esau and his five sons. Arise you. And let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 2. Behold, I have made you small among the 17 nations. You are greatly despised. Verse number 5. If these came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the great gathers came to you, would they not leave some grain? Verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? Verse 7. All the men of your confederacy have brought you even to the border. The men that were at peace with you have deceived you and prevailed against you. They that eat your bread, have laid a wound upon you. There is none understanding in him. Verse 8. Shall I not in that day, said the Yahuwah, even destroy the wise men out of Esau and his five sons, and understanding out of the mount of Esau and his five sons. Verse 9.
Go ahead.
Verse 9. And your mighty man, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau and his five sons may be cut off by slaughter.
So you see, this Bible tells the story that he's talking about the sword man is Esau, and he says he's small, but he's really large with his big mouth. He largely got the military weapons and from Satan to death. But he got all nations together. That's called the UN. They gather together and they sit down and eat bread and talk about how them keep old Israel life, the true Israelites now. He said, but he said, look here. That's the prophecy of it. He said, the same one that sit your table and eat your bread, they're gonna lay a fatal wound on you. Do you know there's a prophecy on that too? Let's go to 17 chapter 3 and verse 11 down to verse 14. Bible is the greatest piece of liturgy it is. It tells the story. I don't know why you're watching that one-eyed Satan. That one-eyed Satan is only going to deceive you. The Bible tells you the whole story. If you do right, where you're going to be. If you do wrong, where you're going to be at. Even told you about the thief on the tree. And how he told him, okay, you put me in paradise. He took him to paradise, told him to get. He sent Michael down to get him. I'll take him over here and put him over there in paradise until the lead man, Adam, tomorrow night lesson. We'll tell you about that tomorrow night lesson. He gave a testimony. I said, well, you come from? You like a thief. He said, yeah, I was a thief. He said, I was. Hold that point. What that mean? He said, I was. It's up to you now. Let's pick me a precept on that. And I was. And I was what? 9:24 and 25 of St. John. See, listen. That 9:24 and 25. What it says, St. John? He said, I was. I was a thief. He said, I was. I was alone now. But I heard his voice today. What about you? Let's see what he says in St. John chapter 9:24 and 25.
All right, we're going to the book of St. John. We're on chapter 9. We're going to pick it up at verse 24 and 25. Verse 24 reads.
No, I don't want it. We want it. No, I don't want nothing. We want it. I don't come on this thing to feed my plus. I'm trying to say this to those that got ear to hear. It ain't about me. You tell you, it ain't about me. I want to make sure I'm in that on that number for salvation. That's why, listen. When it comes down to Yahuwah's business, I give it all I got because it can be my last. But I know Yahuwah's in the healing business. He can prop you up when he get ready. He can tell whatever ailments on you, get away from him until he act up. Matter of fact, hold that point. Go back to Deuteronomy 7:15. Let me show you the power of this man. See, the power of this man, you need to know it. And Deuteronomy 7:15, help me out there, young man.
Okay, we're going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 15. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 15, 15 reads. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil disease of Egypt, which you know, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you.
You see that? See, you know, he'll take away the sickness off of you. And all of a sudden, he put on one old big dignitary. You know the one that loves his stealing cars. You're a dead man walking. You're using bad credit cards and taking folks' money. All them lies. Guess what? When it's all said and done, it's going to boomerang on you. On a Sabbath day, we're doing some dust there, Yahuwah. You say, don't see it out there stealing cars. He's doing what else he's doing. He credit card, bad credit card. He's a dead man walking and all that. None of that gonna work. No weapon form against you gonna prosper when you got your mighty one right. That's what the man trying to tell you. And you use somebody to be a sign to bring it out on you. Then he can take signals away when he get ready. He can move it right from you. Huh? That's why he tell you plainly, I don't care what they got on the table. And 10 through 18, give me that in the book of Sirach. I need that right there, young man. I need me some Sirach, chapter 12, 10 through 18. This is what he tells you, and never forget it, what he got written by the seer of Sirach in the book of Sirach 12, 10
through 18.
What
did
it say, young
line? The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 10, down to verse number 18. Verse 10 reads, never trust your enemy, for like as iron rusted, so is his wickedness. Verse 11. Though he humble himself and go crouching,
yet take good heed and beware of him. And you shall be unto him as if you had wiped a looking glass. And you shall know that his rust have not been altogether wiped away. Verse 12. Set him not by you, lest when he hath overthrown you, he stand up in your place. Neither let him sit at your right hand, lest he seek to take your seat. And you at the last remember my word and be pricked therewith. 13. Who will pity a charmer that is bitter, that is bitten with a serpent, or any such as come near wild beast? 14. So one that goeth to a sinner is defiled with him in his sin. Who will pity? Verse 15. For a while he will abide with you, but if you begin to fall, he will not tear. 16. An enemy speaketh sweetly in his lips, but in his mind he imagines how to throw you into a pit. He will weep with his eyes, but if he find opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood. 17. If adversity come upon you, you shall find him there first. And though he pretend to help you, yet shall he undermine you. Verse 18. He will make his bread and clap his hands and whisper much and change his counsel.
Mm-hmm. Now, precept that to 55:20-23, because he pulled that from David, speaking to the righteous spirit. See, David was told that in advance. Let's see what David got written in 55:20-23. So understand one thing. I don't care. Listen, I had a good 17 nations, one heavenly with a tire. I understand it. But as a nation, you ain't going to do right. Sure, you have Becky and Sally might help you on something. Just don't forget. It's good. I mean, that's good. But as a nation, they soul ain't right as a nation. Because anytime you celebrate something that you know your forefathers and mothers destroyed peoples to get that, and you celebrate it, I mean, big time, and ask you, is you coming to celebrate some Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas? Knowing that you just slaughtered peoples, the 10 northern tribes of Israel, you killed them. And now you want me to come celebrate you kill my forefathers and mothers? I mean, it don't add up. I keep that as a nation, WCC, the Roman Catholic Church, the Latter-day Saints, as a nation, they stole their rights. You might have pretty good individuals in between it. But as a nation, the Bible say they soul ain't right. As a nation. Got it? Good. What's your reading, young
lion? All right. We're going over to the book of, Psalms, chapter 55, verse 20 down to verse 23. The book of Psalms.
Yeah, what it say?
We want 55, verse 20 down to verse 23, verse 20 reads. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. Verse 21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his mouth. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn sword. 22. Cast your burden upon them, Yahweh, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer you, suffer the righteous to be moved. Verse 23. But you, O Yahweh, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction, bloody, and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you.
Yeah. Go back to Ephesians 2:13. I need a precept on that one. See, that's how spirit operates. You tell you, okay, Phil, put a precept with that. Listen, it's going to be written down. The righteous spirit will tell you where to go to when you do right. See, when you do right, you say, yeah, Phil, sound pretty good. But put Habakkuk
Okay. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and 13. The book in 14.
Yeah,
the book
2:13.
Of Habakkuk.
Yeah, 2. Hold on there, young line. Make it Habakkuk chapter 2 and give me 12 and 13.
12 and 13. Okay. We want the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, "Woe to him that builds a town with blood and establishes a city by sin." Verse 13, "Behold, is it not the Yahuwah of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity?"
He said, look here. He said, it's all said and done. The ones that have done that way. But you got to come to grips with what he says in St. John 9:24-25. Now give me that 9:24-25. The one that built a city on blood. Remember, the 10 northern tribes here. Millions of children of Israel was here. They were slaughtered, massacred. Over there in New York, up on that concrete, is many Israelites is buried up under there. Walmart, all that stuff. Stock markets. Number children of Israel up under them graves, up on that concrete. You think you can pay for it? What's the Bible say? Come on, read. But this is what you got to do. St. John 9:24-25, and give me a prophecy of Revelation chapter 13:9-10 in closing statement. 13:9-10 in closing statement. Give me St. John 9:24-25. This is what you got to do right here. Listen to me good, those on the international side, listen.
The book of Revelation.
St. John 9:24-25.
I mean, the book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24 reads, "Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, Give Yahuwah the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." Verse 25. "He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see."
BSJ Israel, you were blind, but now you see. You see what? Revelation chapter 13:9-10, closing statement. Come on, y'all, line.
The book of Revelation.
We were all
13.
Blind, but now we see now. We see now that Catholic Church gonna get a stone in the bottom of the lake of fire. We see it now. Revelation. Chapter 13:9-10, and closing statement, come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, "If any man have an ear, let him hear." Verse 10, "He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints."
If you are built your city up by killing folks to get where you got to get to, he said that's the only proper sentence you got at time appointed. The way you got it, that's the way he's going to deliver you up. That's the way it is. There it is, 13:9-10. The way you got it, that's how he's going to deliver you up. You got it? Read 14, verse 12. 14, 12, then the closing statement. 14, verse 12. Remember, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock again. Everything is 6 o'clock until Friday to 7:30. Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, picking up at verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the laws of Yahuwah the Father in the faith of Yahuwah, the covenant of Yahuwah the Son."
Excellent. Close to the young line, you stood tall and grand style. Catch you tomorrow at 6 p.m. You're on the clock. Come on. Take your time.
All right. Thanking Yahuwah for another blessed day to read his word. Thanking Yahuwah for the opportunity and life to meet the seer, Israel, of Steve Roy, to learn the word of Yahuwah. And thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children today to teach them the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for our elders, our mothers, teachers, the brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed camps. Thank you, Yahuwah, for bringing the 12 tribes of Israel back under one accord. I want to read the book of Lamentations. Let's pick it up at chapter 4, verse number 8. Verse 8 reads, their face is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skins cleave to their bones. It is withered. It is became like a stick. The book of Lamentations, chapter 2. Pick it up at verse number 1. How have Yahuwah covered the daughter of Yadadu with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the blackened beauty of Israel, and remember not his footstool in the day of his anger. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent, young line. That was excellent. So like we said, we'll be back on tomorrow at 6 p.m. No class Tuesday, and all the classes come on at 6 p.m. on Friday at 7:30, top part of the Sabbath day. Remember, if you're doing the Easter and putting smut on your face, traditions and means, leave that alone. Yahuwah raised up the dead to keep the Passover. Passover is on the 14th day of the first month of Abib. That's our April. That's the first month. That's New Year's. That's when New Year's come. Listen, you was blind, but now you see. Your clock started ticking. You can see now that the pale red man is a sword man. And by the same today, that's the sentence of Esau. Translate the day as the white man and the white woman. As a nation, they're guilty. You got some individuals, that's great. That's good. And that's a good thing. But as a nation, they're not going to do right. That's all. And Yahuwah judged you as a nation. You think all the Israelites are bad that went off into captivity? No. Right. But by being that nation, you had to go into captivity by being that nation. So the same thing. The goal that's good to you got to go down with the rest of the nation. That's how he operated. He deal with nation.